Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Lee Jollo. Aussies are feeling the pinch as prices soar and interest rates climb, resulting in dwindling support for the Albanese government. The Resolve Political Monitor reveals 55% of voters are financially stretched, making it a hot topic before the federal budget. Labor's primary vote has fallen to a new low of 30%, while the coalition sees a slight uptick to 36. Despite this, Anthony Albanese remains preferred PM to Peter Dutton. We'll notice our power bills are a lot cheaper next time we go to pay them, with the state government's $250 relief starting to come in. Energy Minister Nick Digan says 254,000 households will benefit.
This is one of the levers we have to pull, and we have pulled it hard. And this is a $74 million commitment from the Tasmanian state government.
The federal coalition is set to back tougher laws for social media companies to remove extremist content. It comes as X, formerly known as Twitter, will challenge orders by Australia's eSafety Commissioner to remove content of the Sydney Bishop stabbing, while worshippers returned for the first time yesterday since Monday's terrorist attack. It's been revealed murdered Ballarat woman Hannah Maguire had begged authorities for protection 2 weeks before her death. Fearing for her safety, she asked for help on March 20. That was granted April 3. Her body was found April 5. Hannah's ex-boyfriend has been charged with murder. And Tasmania's ambulance ramping cap has come in overnight, aiming to get paramedics transferring patients to the ED more quickly. To sport now, and Giants captain Toby Green has again found himself in hot water after copping a one-match ban for a late hit in a marking contest against Carlton on Saturday. Former player Lee Montagna says he's a bit unlucky.
Unfortunately, players are getting suspended for instinctive self-preservation instances, not choosing to bump.
Teammate Jesse Hogan has also been offered a one-game suspension for striking, while the Hawks got their first win yesterday, downing North Melbourne by 45.